Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
And when I speak on female friendships, I share this analogy. I call it the baskets, and there's three baskets. Basket number three are, you know, it's a large basket. So there's 20 to 100 women in this basket. I call them just acquaintances. They're people that we know just from maybe the standing in the Starbucks line or, you know, wherever, Chick-fil-A, wherever you're going, that you get to know someone. For me, it was the Sonic lady. I literally got to know the Sonic lady because I could not drive past Sonic without stopping, not because I wanted my Diet Coke. It was because Carolyn became my acquaintance. She became my friend because I would pull up into my little stall and I didn't even have to push the button because Carolyn would come over the intercom and say, "Erin, I'm coming with your Diet Coke."
Oh, I love it.
And so we would just change, you know, we would just exchange, you know, "Hey, how you doing? And how, you know, we're going to get rain or snow later on," and, you know, whatever. It was just very matter of fact. But we developed a friendship, and it was a basket three friendship. Basket number two is a little bit smaller, and there's like 5 to 20 women in this basket. And these I call good friends or companions. So it's a little bit deeper. You're taking deeper steps in the level of intimacy in these baskets. So basket two, you're sharing opinions, concerns. I call them, sometimes they're special interest friends. Maybe you work together, or you have a shared season together. Maybe you're doing a project together. They're a mom of someone in your son's class, you know, something like that, that you share some deep times, but it may just be for a season, or maybe, you know, they'll stay in your life for an extended period of time, but it's not that deepest level of intimacy and connection that we've been talking about. Basket number one, 1 to 4 women, and I always tell women, you have one of these in your basket one, you are blessed, because as the research is showing, many people do not have these deep connections, and our heart longs for these deep connections, and these are people that we share our hearts with. You know, it's a deep level of commitment and trust, and we share needs and we share feelings. And, you know, it takes time to develop these relationships. But what I always caution is that these are the relationships that it's not a matter of if, but when. You will run into some relational dynamics, you know, maybe some conflict, differences of opinion, you know, preferences, personality differences. It happens, and it's going to happen. And how are you going to choose to handle it to honor God, the relationship, and yourself within this basket number one?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.